Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's your boy, Dr. LaRosa D. Smith, known to some as Coach Smith and Dr. Lowe, the host and owner of WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're going to have an awesome time through all our programmatic thrust. Just to get ready to have a ball, because that's what it's all about. We're going to give two claps. We're going to make it do what it do.
My, my, my. That's what it's all about, making it do what it's supposed to do, whether you want it to do what it does. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. We come to you on Tuesday and Thursday at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So glad to be blessed enough to be here. I want to thank each of those callers and watchers and listeners who's checking us out on Instagram as well as Facebook, as well as our callers on Blog Talk Radio, which is truly WBSW Internet Talk Radio. God has been so good again. He allows us to see another day. We're at the noonish, and I said noonish hour, because we, in some sense, we may be truly, truly close to it, and depending on where you are in the country. Some of us have passed it pretty much at the 1 o'clock and the 2 o'clock for sure. But we just said the middle of the day. That's what it's all about. He has blessed us one more time. Now, you may ask that question, why should I take time to listen to you, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, as I was introducing the introduction? It's because of Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. I'm Dr. Lowe, and Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood is a real grassroots talk show that's focused on issues in our neighborhood block by block. Let me say that again. Focus on issues in our neighborhood block by block. So it's so good to come before you. I'll dial that number to just, if you want to call and talk and share your points of view, or either hear the show. The number is 347-857-4192. To repeat that, 347-857-4192. Press 1. Identify the last four digits of your cell or telephone number and ask you to offer your location along with your expertise. I'm going to identify the last four digits. I want to make sure I say that. On top of that, we're being broadcast, and it is the radio station network that we have an opportunity to broadcast several different ways. So it's just a blessing. Excuse me, truly, truly, Instagram. We are partners with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated out of Greenville, Alabama. We thank those brothers for taking time to share what we're trying to do here. And also want to be partners. We just want to make it do what it has to be do. And then, you know, I always say, do what it do. And that's the M-I-D, W-I-D hashtag. We're so glad to have this. So God is so good. So those brothers open their media social media so we can broadcast through their network. And we're so glad to have that opportunity. God is so good. Also on Facebook, thank you so much for those who are joining on Facebook as well. That's facebook.com/Dr. L. DeAlberto Smith. That's Dr. L. DeAlberto Smith. You can check us out on Facebook if you're not friends. Let's make a request and I'll open it up so we can lock in. I want to give a shout out to, I'm going to say, is this Risha Bush? Did I say it right? Help me out now. This is Ms. Bush, EDS. And I was trying to make sure I get it right. She sent me a cash out to make sure I can put her name in the raffle that we have. We have three more raffles that's going on, and two in the month of July, one in August, and throughout the year we'll be raffling. But we also will be sowing a seed in your life. So we actually get that cash out to me. Also, we have Brooke Books_Smart_Deuces. So she's a deuce. She's a member. Both of these young ladies are members of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Women of finer womanhood. We want to give a shout out to the ladies all over the country, my sisters, and truly, truly Sauron, my Sauron. You remember Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, myself. I'm going to give a shout out. Then I'm going to give a shout out to a very special friend. I call her special because she's always there supporting. She's always there. She's encouraging. Thank you so much, Minister Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California. Thank you for taking time and being a part of this and always suggesting or offering up individuals to come and serve. She's always sharing names with the people who would be awesome co-hosts and guests on our show. Thank you so much, Denise. My heart goes out to you. Thank you so much. We're going to move forward with our show by letting you know that you can check our show out on the web link as well. That's www. www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. That is with the voice of the Smith Way production. So glad to have an opportunity to come and share with you. I'm sharing with you through Instagram how you can be a part of this on the network. We're live now, which is Zeta Phi Sigma Greenbow with the number 10. You also can check us out on @LorenzoDSmith15, @WBSW_internet_radio, @LorenzoDSmith15. You also can check us out, Coach Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, 15. Then you can tweet the show as well. You can check it out @WBSW_talk_radio. Let's put that in mind, because sometimes I be talking fast. WBSW_internet_talk_radio. @TheSmithProduction. @LorenzoDSmith15. So we have many ways you can connect with us. Also, can use those same sites to go back and check out our on-demand episode. We try to post as much as we can when you go back. All you do is click on the icon and come up, and it'll take you to Blog Talk Radio and to WBSW Internet Talk Radio, and you can be a part of it. I tell you, we're excited because God has blessed us to be able to take this network of social media and move it to our radio station, which is WBSW Internet Radio, to the point where we have listeners and watchers in 18 countries, including the United States and north of the borders, where you can't even travel unless you're essential workers to Canada because the borders are closed. We're there in Canada being broadcast, as well as south of the borders. We're being broadcast in Mexico. So we're trying to get the word, but there's other countries, and we're not going to go through all the countries. We just want to share with you where we're most, you know, we're pretty much in media is spread it out and making a movement all over the world is doing it. So God is so good. We have an awesome topic that we're going to follow up on. On Tuesday, our title will Are Some Men's Not Father Material? And we're going to part two. And we talked about some things the other day. Hopefully, if you was on, you gained something. But you to get into part two, we have to pull back some things from part one. And one of the most important things that we want to look at is we know what truly, as we share the meaning of fatherhood should be for some people. Just to kind of just spread it out, and if you want to define it, it's a person entering fatherhood when he becomes a father. The most common way for him to become a father is for him to have a child born, or he adopts a child, or he marries someone, or become partners with someone who have children. See, fatherhood is changing and constantly changing. Sometimes they're moving the goalposts. So it's so important that we understand that we have to make adjustments and do exactly what we need to do to be successful as fathers. See, it's really important that we don't get caught up in trying to, with semantics, and we talk about a father and a dad. Both of them are required to have the ability to be a pillar in their child's life. And being a pillar means that you're going to help develop their social, emotional, and mental well-being. See, that's what it's all about, being a father. See, a father is 100% in place all the time. And I tell you, because the love he has requires him to give it 100%. That's what fatherhood requires a father to do. When you give 100% of your love all the time to your children, it leads them to the point where they understand love. So you're going to do that by leading with love. You're going to do that. We have an acronym for our Thursday night show that we do every 2 weeks, which is the second and fourth Thursday. We talk about love. We break it down into acronyms. And a father needs to know this. A father, everybody needs to know this, because when we're talking on the Love Cafe, we're talking to everybody. But when we say a father, when we say we want 100% of your time, it's all about having love for your son or your daughter. So we have to look at that now. The acronym of love is all about L is listening and loving. The O is overcoming, overlooking. If it's challenges or people's faults. In the same way you have to do with your children. When you lead with love, you have to overcome, and you have to, there's going to be some obstacles in just your effort to spend time with. But what you do is don't let that, because you want to give 100% of your time loving your child. See, it's all about the V in that acronym of love. The V is how valuable are your children to you? How valuable is their well-being to you? Do you compensate their well-being to satisfy others? You can't do that. They need 100% of your love. They don't need part-time love. So as a father, you got to understand you lead with love. And the E in the acronym is all about giving everything. You have to be encouraging. You have to be excited. And to the point you become empowered when you share love and you empower your children, and especially as a father with a son. We got to empower our boys so they can have healthy relationships. We started these series about 2.5 months ago. The title that we start focusing on is how do we prepare our boys for a healthy relationship. Now, we're talking about a father figure will be very important for preparing our boys, because he will lead with love. And he's going to use the thing of listening to his son, listening to his daughter. And he's going to love them 100% of the time. He's going to understand there's going to be some challenges, but he's going to be there to help overcome those challenges and overlook the faults. He's going to make sure they have, we have mutual values, because the values that I have, I want to share with them. I'm going to do that because I'm developing a foundational principle for my child. So I want to make sure I do that. I want to put that in place. So I'm going to make sure I truly, truly make sure our values are in place, because I'm going to model the values that I expect my child to learn, especially a boy. We have to understand, without a father figure, you set him up for challenges when he gets to adulthood. See, this don't just start and stop when they're a child. A lot of things they did experience as a child, and especially a boy, go affect him as a man. We wonder why our relationships that we're having in some of our overgrown boys or our grown males who are not ready to be grown men or mature men falling short, because they're missing those values. They don't have the fundamental principle. They haven't seen these things happen in their life. On top of that, it's all about, when we talk about the E, which is empowering that child and that boy to be successful. He will be successful when he see things happening. When you're modeling successful things and positive things in front of him, you can't model negative things and expect him to all of a sudden be successful. We have to make sure we prepare them as boys for a healthy relationship. Yes, my sisters, we're sitting here thinking what's going to happen. If we don't get a hold of this situation, a lot of our boys will be lost, like we're being lost to the higher institution, and that's not a college. That's being lost to the prison system. And see, they can get a skill in prison. They can get a degree or a certification. But you know what? We need them to be out and be among their children, so their children can see what a man does. See, that's one of the biggest problems. If you're not ready to be, the title of our show is, Are Some Men Not Father Material? See, it's possible some of these men are not father material, because he ain't ready to listen. He's not ready to overcome. He's not ready to value. He's not ready to empower. His power come to, will go to his children so they'll be empowered to understand that what I saw as fundamental principles allow me to be a productive man in this society, and I'm going to be a great father in fatherhood. That's what we're talking about. We want you to be a part of this show. We want you to call in. It's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. I'll just identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell, ask you to offer your location, as well as your expertise. Let's move forward. Now, I just wanted to kind of touch bases. I talk about, you know, fatherhood requires you to be loving 100% of the time. Leading with love, guiding with love, showing the way with love. And we go modern again, my brothers and sisters. You got to model what love looks like. You can't expect him to pick it up out of the street. He ought to see it at home. He ought to see it in his neighborhood. He ought to see it where he'll be able to develop and grow from that point. And then on top of that, if you make the greatest effort and give a good example, what it leads your kids and your children to live up to what is required so they can be in healthy relationship when they become men and when they even become women. See, that's what it's all about, see. We're looking for something that's going to all of a sudden pop up and put our cultural people in a place. We can't wait on the white horse to ride in no more. See, we got to do it block by block. We got to do it neighborhood by neighborhood. We got to make sure we push forward and do what's right so our culture can grow, can go to its highest height. See, now, you're playing with it when you sit up and think it's going to automatically happen. And it's not happening. There's a force out there. There's a force trying to destroy our culture. And if not, it's trying to minimize this culture. And you got to remember, the key to it is, if I take away the leaders, take away who's supposed to be the leader, we said we train our boys to be men so they can lead our family. But once they're taken away through the prison system, through the deaths, through the cemeteries, and just through any other thing that keeps them from being the father in a room, then we got a problem. See, we got to bust them down now. We got to be real now and stop playing. Thank you so much, John D. Smith, for joining us, and Tasima Jackson for joining us. Thank you for taking time for joining us. We're talking about, are some men not father material? I ain't studied and have the tools to make a baby. It takes more than just making a baby. It takes you being able to give him 100% of love all the time. You have to lead with love. You have to understand you are disciplinary, but it ain't all about discipline all the time. You can also teach why you discipline that child. You have to be in the home and be available. You know, I tell everybody, because I hear God say this, and I always tell, I had a conversation this morning with a trainer. I mean, my grandson is training. You know, he wants to be better at the game. He would like football and basketball. He's being trained twice a week. We go over to Prattville. He's training over there, but close to the stadium over there. A mindset that he has to understand that you don't give up on your children. You don't let them go because they even turned 19. You always have to be there, because I know my dad lived 86 years old. He just left this earth, transitioned June 10th of 2020. But he was still teaching from the hospital bed. He was still teaching from the nursing home bed. He was still being father at 86 years old to children he had in the late 60s, have children in their 50s, have children in their 40s, have grandchildren coming along. He was still being father, and that's what you have to do. So you never walk away from your child. You always want to lead with love, guide that child with love, show the ways with love, and you can move in the right direction. Look at, we're going to take an opportunity now to look at some signs. We want you to be able to recognize whether somebody or that man is definitely father material. Come on now. This is what's important. When we got to understand some things that we must recognize, whether he's father material, whether or not he could just lay down and make a baby. But it's all about not making that baby. It's taking care of that baby. It's talking about loving that baby, making sure you are there for that baby, making them feel secure for that baby. All that you got to do. See, that's the problem. We're so afraid. We think we can go tip, tap, dang, down everywhere. But it's called responsibility, responsibility, responsibility everywhere you go. So if you want to lay and play, you be ready to pay. And it ain't all about finance. It's all about being there as a father figure for your son and your daughter. So look at it. You're talking about definite things or signs that you can recognize as father material. First of all, he's loving. He knows what love is. I gave you the acronym. When I look at love and what love means to me, it means listening. It means loving. It means overcoming. Overlooking. Valuing the, we have values, mutual values, valuing your relationship, making it valuable, and then excited, encouraging. One of the things I hear from people that call me, he don't encourage me at all. He don't tell me things. I'm telling you, it takes a lot when you love someone. It takes hard work. You got to put the work in. But one of the things, as I can say, every now and then she step in and help co-host the show and just be a part of Minister Denise Stephanie. She always said her pet peeve is consistency. How consistent you going to be when you become a father? You have to be consistent. You can't let everybody else determine what you do. For example, I hear this thing from a lot of individuals. We talk about that he loves and he know what love is. If you love your child, you don't lie to your child. If you say you only to the point where you only can pick him up twice a month, but that, I'm going to tell you, that's a minimum. See, you can let the court system determine how you are in your child's life by telling you you only can pick him up twice a month. No, mm-mm. See, that's the problem. We got to step up and say, we might have to say, well, I need to pick them. And you're not calling them to be, you know, dysfunctional because you come on, and I'm going to pick them on Tuesday and Wednesday. I want to help him with his homework. Hey, I want to, oh, no, this weekend, you've had a weekend, you know it's my weekend, but I'm going to get him Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday because my child needs you. My child needs me, needs to have time. One of the things I found out as I worked through life, I put a lot of years in my career was in education. I spent more time with everybody else's child, but didn't realize I needed to spend time with my children. And what I did, I said, I no longer accept just to make the money. I'm going to leave time for my children. Every game, basketball, football, track, softball, I made a point to be there. PTA meeting, I was there. Nothing else was more important. That's all about 100% love. Do you have 100% love, not only just for your children, for yourself? See, love and self-love, if you love yourself so much, you give 100% to yourself, I tell you, you can give it to your children. And you'll lead by love, you'll be guided, you'll guide with love, and you will show the way with love. Let's look at the next one. He's nurturing. See, that old thought process that women is always nurturing. See, the more we get caught up in these old stereotypes, the more we divide where we need to go. See, it's easy to separate cultures or people in general, even families, divide and conquer. You give somebody else something good, don't give the other one something good. So you got to realize a man can be nurturing as well. See, the thing about we get caught up letting everybody tell you what the traditional. We're not in traditional times no more. We're in a conventional time. And everything is changing. Just watch the world news. Just watch your neighborhood. Just watch everywhere you go on your job. Things are changing. People is not traditional. So why you got to function as a father letting tradition control your life? But you better remember this. When he said nurturing being now, when things don't go right, and they may be wrong, you can step up. And you can be there with son, you're going to be all right. I use a prime example. I have my grandson, he's with me this summer. So we're doing some awesome things. He swim 5 days a week. He takes lessons because he came, he couldn't swim, he wasn't comfortable getting in the water. But now he's coming out the diving board. And I'm going to tell you one thing, on the fourth day, they took him from the stand 4 feet to the deep. And he got there and they jumped off the deck. He did that and swam back and made it back to, you know, to the deck so he can climb up again. And they put him on the platform. He didn't want to jump off. He kept looking over at me because I was sitting right there watching him. He kept looking at me, and I'm almost 50 to 60 yards away. And I'm just sitting back. I don't want him to see me enough to determine it. So he wouldn't jump off. So he came over there, and he said, well, Granddad, I know you were watching, but I just couldn't jump off. I just got to work on it. So I said, I'll tell you what, grandson, I'm proud that you were able to go to the deep. After 3 days, 3 lessons, 1 hour, and you now in the deep when you had to feel the world, when you wouldn't get in the water. Come on, son. I said, you're doing well, and I'm proud. See, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about encouragement. That's nurturing to him. He know you care because you show care. So you got all you can talk about, sir. Show care. Show care. Show it. Model it. Love them. Do what you're supposed to do. If you didn't do it while they was a child, you still got time. As long as they're on this earth and walk around above ground, you got time to still love on your children, no matter how old they are, because you're always going to be a parent. That's one thing you don't ever get away from. You're always going to be a parent the rest of your life, and you're going to be their parent. So be ready to learn how to nurture. The things you're doing, if you're not understand, identify. He communicates well. That's what a man that has father material, he communicates well. That means he can talk. He understands parenthood is a partnership. See, two of us think parenthood is something different. You know, parenthood is a control ship for some folks. No, parenthood is a partnership. You are in partner with your children, and you got to make sure you are the pillar that you're supposed to, because if you share things, it ain't all about discipline all the time. Sometimes it's just talking, and a lot of times it's joy. Sometimes it's laughing. It's a lot of time of hugging. It's doing things. It takes you in a partnership, because if they know what love is, because they see love from you, they're going to be able to show love in their lifetime. See, that's what it's all about. But you have to be able to communicate. And communicating not, you're going to do what I'm doing. You know, yes, it's fine. Discipline is great. But it requires communication, too. See, you can't be afraid to talk to your children about things. You have to talk, because if you don't talk to them, either that technology will talk with them and teach them, or their friends will teach them. You got to talk with them. Communication. Be able to listen to what they have to say. Don't ask them what happened, then tell them, I don't want to hear it. Come on now. Why did you ask them? Now you're confusing this child. It is your child being confused to understand that it's more of a control thing. Come on now. It ain't all about a partnership. It's a control, and your children are going to do what you ask them to do when they know. See, children care when they know you care. We have that in education. We talk about it all the time, and we talk about it in our community. They care when they know you care. And you have to show it. The calling number is 347-857-4192. Press 1 to identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, and ask you to offer your location, your name if you choose to, then jump right in with your expertise. That's what it's all about. We want you to be a part. You'll be chatting with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, and I'm so glad to have an opportunity to come before you and all the individuals that join us on Facebook, as well as on WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Thank you so much, Instagram. Thank you for taking time. A couple more things we're going to talk about, and we're going to move forth because we started on this on Tuesday, and we talked about it. He has a sense of humor. And that's one of the things I can say about my dad. He had a sense of humor. He can sit up there and tell a joke. It might be talking at you, and you laughing. He ain't cracked a smile yet. He had a sense. He has that karma about himself that he has you so comfortable that he can talk with me and you. And I think about some of the things in my lifetime I've seen where the individual was upset and all he did was just take time and use that ability to kind of, you know, share things with individuals. See, that's what it's all about. You have to have a sense of humor. You know, I have the three F's that I always use, as long as in my career, and I still use now. I'm going to be fair. I'm going to be firm, and every now and then I'm going to be funny to tell a joke because I'm going to tell something. I'm going to say something to make you smile, not to hurt you, let you know I love you. He tries his best. That's what a father, a man that has father material, this is a sign. He tries his best. He'll do whatever it takes. Because he wants to be the best at it. We're going to fail sometimes, but we don't have to give up. Just like that thing that you should use in education, failure is not an option. Don't give up. Fatherhood requires you to have that thought. Hashtag failure is not an option. You have to work hard at it. You have to put the work in. You have to be consistent with no problem. So you have to make sure you do that. All right, we're going to kind of move forth and kind of look at some things in relation to a boy not having a father. How does it affect you as a man? The idea of growing up without a father, bigger. Let me put that in and see. People got to realize a lot of things does happen, but a father figure has a profound effect on boys that last until manhood. Growing up without a father figure has a profound effect on boys that last until manhood. We're talking about how we prepare boys for healthy relationships. If he hadn't seen the model of what a man is, if he hadn't seen the things that goes on, and what should be, you know, provide, protect, discipline, feeling of security, love, and all that, this going to go into manhood. And without having this type of influence, which is a father figure, in boys' lives, we run the risk of them growing into being a man, a manhood, with having problems with behavior, emotional stability, and relationship with both significant others and their own children. You see how important it is that we set up a foundational principle, we model, we talk, we discuss, we use effective communication with our children because it affects them when they become men and they cannot function like they should. We have to always keep that in mind. That it's important that the father figure, I didn't just say your biological father, but the father figure in your life. Without that, it's a profound effect on our boys. Because when they go into manhood, they won't know exactly. And we know that's a lot of our problems with a lot of our men. That's why we characterize those men in categories. They're either overgrown boys, they still hang out with the boys. They're grown males, they still ain't got there, they still working on it. Or they become grown men, but they still lacking where they need to go. Because when they go through experience, see, a grown man go through years of experience, he now become a mature man. And he functions on a high level. So it's important that we keep that in mind, that we truly, truly be there, support, love, encourage, be excited, value your children, especially your boys. How important is a father to a son? We're going to talk about that. Before we get with that, I want to give a shout out to our raffle winner from yesterday. We're raffling off a 3-day two-night trip to Atlanta. We're taking care of the hotel as well as the tax that goes along with that. We're asking you if you were selected, and we still have another one coming up, in which we have one young lady that was selected yesterday through pulling the names. You take care of your travel and your meal, and that's 3 days and two nights in Atlanta. And the winner from yesterday, we pulled their name, was Jay Roof. And the raffle, how you get into the raffle, your entry would be sending us your Cash App, how you gonna call it, or sending your PayPal, whatever you use, your Venmo, your Apple Plus, I'm sorry, Apple Pay, all of those, send one of them to me, and you have an opportunity. You can do it by messaging me through DM through Facebook, or you can do it through Instagram, or you can go to our Gmail account for our radio station, which is WBSW, Internet Talk Radio @gmail.com. WBSW, Internet Talk Radio @gmail.com. To make sure we on task, you might run into this, and we'll just say, well, add, because we got a couple of them, and I want you to send it this one instead of just to that one. Send it to WBSW, Internet Talk Radio 22@gmail.com, or @LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Just send it. If you're on any of the other social media, just type it in and message it to me. We want you to be a part of it. We want to raffle off those. We'll let you be a part of the raffle. Again, the winner of the 3-day, 2-night trip to Atlanta is Jay Roof. We have already communicated with Jay Roof, and she's a young lady, so we make sure we connect. And for our first raffle that was done on May the 31st, it was a 3-day, 2-night trip to Atlanta. We pay for the hotel, and we pay the tax. You take out your travel and your meal, and you're going to be in a luxury hotel. And the winner was Tara Pickett. So we had two winners already. We have another raffle on the 15th of July, which is two adult bites. It's be two raffles, and we're going to raffle off. And even if you've been a winner of the previous raffle, we're going to put everybody back in based on your Cash App, your PayPal, your Venmo, your Apple Pay, whatever you use to transact money and have money sent to you. You receive money, get it to me as soon as possible. Yes, you can message through Instagram, or you can message DM through Facebook. Thank you, Tina Robinson. That's the lady that put the boots on the ground. I saw she signed on. She put the boots on the ground. Only my own truth. And she's working, and she's in the streets of Oakland, California, making things happen. She's also a co-host on our Talking Real to You, and time to time step in on the Relationship Show and the Love Cafe. She went in the job, but she's been really grinding, and I want to give her a shout-out. That's Tina Robinson, Oakland, California, making it happen by putting her boots on the ground, owning my own truth. Thank you, Tina, for joining us. Yvette Smith, thank you so much, my biological youngest sister. Thank you so much for joining us as well, being supported. Thank you so much over there in the state of Georgia. She's in the state of Georgia. We also have Joe Clean _ Bags joining us. Thank you so much. We're going to give you all a wave, and I will hit the button in a minute. I'm trying to do it and talk, and I'm going to make sure I get everybody. I got a couple other ones I might miss because I didn't get them, but I'm going to wave at them. Shout out to John Smith. John Smith. We know each other from playing football with the school together back in the days. John D. Smith, thank you so much, John, for joining us. And thank you so much. And again, Tasima Jackson and Minister Denise Stephanie. Thank you all for joining us as well. We have Ms. Roche Bush. I'm going to get it right. Specialist in education out of the state of Georgia. Thank you, Member Victor Phi Beta Sigma Incorporated. We also have Books underscore Smart underscore Deuce. Also, Member Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you all so much for joining us. All right, let's move forth and look at, as I was saying, what is important to a father to a son. How important is a father to a son? Let's be real now. We have to just really, really look at this, because it's so important that we understand that father to that son allows him to see the role model. He sees that figure as a father. He's doing things to help him. See, children want to make their parents proud, especially their fathers. See, that's how important fathers are to sons. But in general, children, well, let's talk about boys. See, they want to make their fathers proud of them. See, they also want to involve their fathers in what's going on in their life. See, the father is so important because what his involvement with his son help promotes intergrowth and strength. Because he'll see a model of what growth and strength is through his father or his father figure. See, many of the studies show that when a father show affectionate toward their child, especially their sons, it helps them to kind of understand that I can show affection to that person in my life gonna make me as an adult in manhood have a healthy relationship. See, affection is practiced when it's seen and modeled. Once you see it, you'll know how to do it. This is all part of your fundamental principles. Let me back it up. Foundational principle. Let's get to that. We don't say fundamental. It's foundation principle. Seeing affection occur. Seeing support happen. Seeing love going on in your family. Seeing security. Seeing financial healing. See, we wonder why we struggle so in our culture with finance. We don't understand it because sometimes we didn't have much and we just made it do what we have. Now we have a little bit more and we're struggling because what we saw is now gone. Financial security is important. Spiritual security is important. See, people got to understand our young people, well-being and all those areas is so important. But you mess up when you don't show it. See, a father has to show affection. A father figure has to show affection. He has to be supported. Children are looking for it. See, by not getting those things or not receiving those, it affects a child's cognitive and social development. See, one of the things we talk about when we talk about fathers and mothers being pillars in our children's life. See, a mother we know sometimes is left with doing 90% of the job. And the fathers are left with 10% because that's their choice to have 10%. But you as a father is a pillar because it's so important that you be in that child's life to help develop emotional well-being, help develop social well-being, helps to have that child understand that he really, truly, truly needs that cognitive part of his function because you can be a part of the teaching process. When you leave that out and don't show up, don't get mad. Don't leave it to somebody else to work with your child emotionally. Don't leave it to somebody else to work with your child socially. Don't leave it for them to work with mentally. See, these are the things you got to realize. That's how important a father is to a son. See, he got to be involved because he promotes intergrowth in that child, interest. That father also, when he shows affection, the son learns what affection is and how it's demonstrated. He shows support. You know, if this ain't supported, don't ever do this. If anybody on this line or listening or go back and listen, do this to your child. Just because you're no longer in the home, you're still a father to them. But do this by saying that your son come and ask you, Dad, I want to play football, but it costs this fee. Go ask your mama because I pay child support. Do you think child support is everything? That means you're not trying to be in his life. Affectionate with your son, what we need to do. You got to be willing to go down and see what your son is doing. Because he's going to make you proud. And he can make you proud by you being there and being at the game and supporting. But when you tell him from the start, Dad, go ask your mama because I pay child support. You ain't ready to support him. You ain't ready to show him affection. You ain't ready to love him like you're supposed to. So you mad. You mad because you got to pay child support. I thought a fatherhood is about responsibility. You ought to provide and protect. What are you mad about? You made a choice. But truly what our title said, our son is not father material. That answers your question right there. You have seen it. It probably disgusts you. But you know what you did? If you can't change it, then what you try to do is be supported. That's what we leave a mother who's a pillar in that child's life. They're left to do it all. And I always try to tell mothers, don't ever give up. Don't ever give up to say that, well, a mother can't teach a son how to be a man. No, because, you know, he's going to learn what a man is because everybody he see and be around, his coaches, his teachers, his preacher, his uncles, his grandparents, granddad, whoever it is, going to model what a man does. You teach him something that's so important. You know what's so important? Responsibility. See, responsibility is the key. A woman can teach him responsibility. She can teach him how to protect the family. She can teach them how to provide for her family. See, that's something a man should do. But you know, if only in a one-parent home and the father is absent, then the woman, you take on that responsibility, because if you're waiting for a father to step in at 14, he's too late. I'm going to tell you, he's too late. He can't do nothing for that child. He's too late, because when he gets 14, the people say they start like the old folks in the rural area smelling themselves. He ain't gonna be able to jump. He gonna be at class. You know why he gonna be at class? He ain't showed up. And when he showed up, he showed up at 10 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock at night. And he ain't coming to talk with his son, because at 10 o'clock, most children, and even though I know they up all night, they be in their room, they ought to be in the bed resting there. You can't come at a decent time. You can't come and spend time with your child. But when you show up at 10, 11, 12, you ain't come to spend no time with your child. You're trying to get back with the mother. See, one of the things I used to say and share with people, and I said on this show, dudes intentionally get people pregnant. Dudes intentionally get ladies pregnant. So you know what? They be attached. See, they understand the attachment. You don't thank them, even though they may not be a part of it. They may be absent, but they understand they are attached to you the rest of your life. That's why they try to dictate how you look, how you dress. Because, you know, add another house with another one, raising somebody else too. See, now we're going to get somebody mad for you. That's all right. That's all right. You over there, but trying to tell her what to do over this house. You try to run two houses. Can't run one. Then I say, you got to be better than that. Are you ready to be a father? Are you father material? If you're not, then you're playing to our time. Some men are not father material. You can't make them. Keep that in mind. You cannot make them be something they have never experienced in their life. Just because they have the body, just because they are able to walk around and carry all the necessary things, that don't make them a father. That's just like you don't make them a grown man. They can be a grown male or overgrown boy. A grown man is handling those things we're talking about. Being able to help develop your son and your daughter's emotional, mental, and social well-being. That's what we have to do. If you're not ready, say you're not ready. Because you have to instill in that child, especially a father, a sense of well-being and self-confidence. And you do it by doing the things like showing affection, help develop his inner growth, be there to show him strength, help him mentally, be there and spend time doing the lesson with him. And you can't do it on a weekend. You got to do it sometime during the week. You got to adjust your schedule. You may be working in the nighttime, but somewhere in the line, you got to adjust your schedule so you can spend some time with your boys. Because our sons are being lost. And we got to grab them back. And we're going to have to do it block by block. Come on now. Neighborhood by neighborhood. And that's what this show is all about. Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. Dr. Smith talking to you right now about making sure we reach back and work in our neighborhood. Be like Tina. Be like Denise. Be like the other individuals I know put the boots on the ground. See, they go out and they do the work. They don't talk about the work. You can't get nothing done talking about it. You got to go out and do it. And that's what we have to do, fathers. We can't sit back and let someone tell us when we should be fathers. The court system, you go to court and the judge said, you got 2 weekends a month. That's from Friday at 6 to Sunday at 6. But what about the child Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, up until Friday at 6? What about him? What's going to happen then? Then you said, you got half of the holiday and I got the other half of the holiday. Why? Don't you know that's dysfunctioning to children? You see, children don't understand why I got to go stay and get clothes and change clothes here when I go over somebody else's house and go over my dad's house and spend time with him half a day. Come on now. We got to be real about this situation. We have to come together, and I'm telling you, fathers, be the leaders you're supposed to be. Don't stand back and let somebody give you direction from the White House. You don't stand there and let them give you direction from the courthouse. You can't let them do that. You already have a direction, and if you don't watch somebody who's a good father, you may not do nothing but just watch them and say, now, that's what I may have to do. But I don't run from our responsibility. Responsibility is to help our boys and our girls to grow to be productive citizens. I'm all about boys rocking just like girls rocking. See, that's what it's all about. See, I want everybody in this culture to rock. And this is all about in our neighborhood, talking about block by block. And that's what we're talking about. We're going to move now to the growing up without a father, what effect that have on that son and daughters as well. What impact would it have? First of all, we know that children who grow up with an absent father or without a father can suffer lasting damage. See, I don't need to say nothing to that. You can take that and run with that. Look how much damage that is to that child that have an absent father, knowing his father stay a block away over there in another house. See, and wanting to come around the corner to check on his son. That son had walked by that house so many times. He just walked by. He said, I can't go up in there because if he loved me, he'll come see me. And see, that's one of the biggest problems that we have in our culture. We got to do better and stop waiting on somebody to come in with the white horse. They're not coming, you know, because they're taking care of their own culture. And we got to do it in our culture. Yes, we need help, but got to remember, the more we lack and use excuses for not doing and being more reactionary instead of proactive, then we're going to suffer even more. We always look for somebody to put something in our community. Yeah, they put business in our community. How many in our community got banks? How many in our community have the things that we know we need to get, financial institutions, what we need to get a loan? Yeah, we got to be able to start a business. All the time we see we have the alcohol beverage there. Now we have the cannabis stores there. We have all those the restaurant that we know that we identify with our culture, always fried chicken. All right, have some fish there. We have a McDonald's there. But truly, where are we gonna get together and say we're going to take charge? We're going to come and I'm asking and challenging all the organizations, the divine nine, all the churches, listen to me, to come together and perform our own financial institution. Start providing support and finance for our own black business. Well, it is a sad day when our children talk about, I want to be a doctor, then we don't even promote our doctors. I want to be a lawyer, but we don't even promote our lawyers. So come on now, let's do this thing like we need to do it. So we talked about simply, without a father, what effect it'll have. He's going to grow up and be damaged. That son going to grow up and be damaged. That daughter going to grow up and be damaged. She's going to be throughout her life searching for somebody that could be a father. And she's going to try to find it in some what we call Joker. That Joker walking around here, he's going to be the father figure to her, you know, and he's going to be treating her like she's still a child. And for a son, he's going to be walking around searching to know what a father's supposed to do and get in a relationship, and he's going to be led. And when he ain't going to like being led, then he's going to go to humiliating, hurting, and abusing. See, that we looking at damage that is going to last a lifetime. So we got to step up and stop playing the game. It's time for us to take hold of our communities. We got to go block by block. We got to be able to know once we identify a man not able and ready to be a father, we have to talk to him and try to work to teach him and model for him. Yeah, they may not want to listen, but I can tell you, you don't give up. Don't wait till it happens and become a reactionary thing. Let's become proactive in our communities. Where we step and model for what a man is. Model what a father does. We got to be able to do that. And without that, we're looking at a situation where most of our children, especially our boys, they most likely, they're going to end up in poverty. Won't even work. Can't work because they didn't understand that foundation principle. Needed to be able to go to school and further the skill. There was one thing I always listened to one of the shows, one of the justice shows, and that Judge Mathis. He always asked them, do you have a transferable skill? That means you have to be able to transfer that to another job so you can survive. That's what we got to do coming out of this pandemic. See, people don't realize that it's not that they stay in, a lot of the jobs are closed down. A lot of those jobs are not in existence. Somebody, I'm reading a company the other day, received over $10 million in payroll protection. And you know, the first thing they did, they closed the plant down and moved it to Mexico. So we ain't going to Mexico to work. So the point is, we got to have a transferable skill. A lot of people took out during the pandemic while they was at home and couldn't go nowhere, got online and went and did classwork. That's why I said it's fine about virtues don't work. That's a lie. Because you know why? They don't want it to work. And if people can hear me right now, as a 36 plus years educator. Now I'm going into 40 now because I'm still working on the college level to prepare teachers to go out and teach your children. And you got to understand that it'll work if we put effort, if we plan. Pitch poor plan going to give you pitch poor results. And that's what we're dealing with now. All we thinking about brick and mortar. That's face to face. We got to get in. We got to knuckle down and find out each and realize each child is an individual. They learn different. Everybody don't learn the same. Even when the brick and mortar before the pandemic, children was years, 2 and 3 years behind. Sitting up, they might have been in the grade, but they was reading 2 or 3 years behind. They might have been in the 10th and reading on a 6th grade level. Come on, that ain't failure to you. That's failure to me. So I'm telling you, don't sit up. We don't understand, and we ain't willing to go to work. It's going to require every stakeholder here. That's your school system. That's your boards. That's your parents. That's the student. That's the community. Everybody got to work to get our children prepared. Because if not, we're going to run into a problem. That problem is going to be a lasting effect on it. It's going to damage our girls and our boys. So it's time to get off our rear end and go to work. What we need to do is to make sure we do it block by block. See, we got to stop all this foolishness and stop playing. We can't correct everybody else's neighborhood. We just need to correct our neighborhood. We need to correct our block, meaning we got to go into our homes and correct our homes. We got to do that. So what we're dealing with, we said people won't work. Come on now. You talking about somebody just to have a job. Now, that's not satisfying the person with the job who's still stretching paycheck to paycheck or less than that on paycheck. See, we ain't looking at that. All the people who making money want you to come to work. They want to pay you $9, $10, $11 an hour because minimum wages were $8 or something. So they want to pay you $9, $10. You need to get back to work. Who making money now? I want you to remember that. Who making money? It ain't the people that's working. All the people doing the work ain't making no money. It's the people that's sitting up there want you to get back to work. Be careful who you listen to. Be careful who you trust. And that's what it's all about. So we want to have our boys not caught up in poverty. We don't want them to drop out of school or become addicted to drugs. I have children out of wedlock or end up in prison. One of the things, when right before I retired, went in one of the schools. I was the career tech director. That's where I focus on transferable skills. You can get certified and receive degrees in there and certificates of, credentialing, because I want you to get a skill. Went to the council office in one of the schools. Next to the door, when you walk in the council, on the bulletin board, they got a picture about prison, talking about, and I know what they were trying to convey. About the pipeline. And though that pipeline don't apply to everybody, it applies to our boys and some of our girls. We got to get them, we got to keep them from going to the pipeline. We got to make sure they don't drop out. But we also have an important part, and I want you to keep in mind with this year, this 15 months while our children have been in school, that haven't been in school, haven't been functioning, not getting what they need. They've been in school, but they haven't been adapted to the, and I want everybody to say, I want everybody to know this. Everybody, when failing at virtual, it's somewhere. We use a lot of excuses for not being able to function, but if you took time and addressed it and had a plan, our children could do better. They already come in this pandemic a year behind. And one thing we always said in education, if a child failed one grade, they got 6 to 7% chance of graduating. They failed two grades, they got 33% chance of graduating. And if they fail three, they're going to be a dropout. So when that first time they fail, they become, it light get dim. We call it dimmed out. See, they're going to dim out for their dropout. And we have to watch that. We got to demand more. Make sure you know who's standing up in front teaching your children. Call those boards and challenge them. Let them know you want the best. And your child is an individual. Don't teach every child in the group. Some don't function in groups. Virtual is going to be good for some people who need to stay at home now. It's a lot to come, and I ask, have we planned for what's going to happen? I ask everybody, if it is, why don't you let everybody know? If you have a plan for what, I'm not saying just bring them face to face. Bring them back to brick and mortar. What's your plan for those children that may be having it, suffering from this mental anxiety of going back? What about these children who function well, even better when they was in the brick and mortar through virtual? What do plans you have for them? You have to have a plan for them because they are individuals, and we have to spend all of our time making sure our children are prepared for sustenance. I'm going to run through one or two more things, and we're going to call it quit. And this is for these fathers that really, really don't want to be the father figure. In our title, Are Some Men Not Father Material? These are the things and these proven facts that have to happen for a father to be engaged. See, a father has to be engaged. A father figure has to be engaged. And that's not 2 weekends a month. That's not half a day on the holidays. That's not part of the summer. You have to be engaged in a child life 100% of the time. And these are some things. See, these are some facts about father engagement. Fathers and infants can be equally as attached as mother and infants. Fathers and infants can be equally attached as mothers and infants. Always keep that in mind. If you show up when they're 6, 7, 8 years, yes, you miss some very important time. Because you get attached. See, both parents are involved and should be involved with that child. From being an infant, which is the beginning of life, until the end. Fathers and infants can be equally attached, just like mothers and infants. Father's involvement is related to positive child health outcome, especially as an infant. Such thing as whether infants improving weight gain in preterm. Infants. It requires both be attached, both parents. Again, it helps with their child understanding and growing because of their involvement. That appeal, and once he see that, then he'll know he'll be involved with his child from birth. Father's involvement with authoritarian parenting. See, that's talking about loving your child with clear boundaries and expectation. Leads better to emotional, academic, social, and behavior outcomes of children. Your environment, fathers, not no passive parenting, don't work. You have to be ready to love that child 100% of the time. Set clear boundaries and have high expectations, then you are to inspect what you expect, fathers. Children who feel a closeness to their father are twice as likely as those who do not. Enter college or find stable employment after high school. Children who feel a closeness to their father is likely to be successful and be positive. Because of that, that's what's so important. We got to keep that in mind. It's all about making sure we play a part in our children's life, especially our sons. It's been awesome coming for you. We want you to get your Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, Apple Pay, and whatever transaction mode that you use into WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22 at gmail.com or LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Send it by message to a messenger if you're on Facebook. Send it by message to Instagram, DM me to make sure I get that. So you can be put in the raffle. We'll be raffling off on June 15th, two adult bikes. And then on August the 1st, we're going to raffle off a 4-day, 3-night trip on the sunny beaches of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Or you may choose to go to Gatlinburg, Tennessee, up in the mountains. We're going to take care of the hotel and the tax, you to get your travel and your meal. We'll get your Cash App in. That'll be coming on first July 15th is the bikes. August the 1st is the trip to Gatlinburg or Myrtle Beach. Man, it's been awesome coming for you. Now, see, God has been good. And hopefully something come out of what we discussed today and talked about and chatted about today. It's a way to open up your eyes or share with someone else. On the title, are some men not father materials? Some are just not. They just may be making babies, but not a father. So we keep that in mind. Even if your family members, talk with them and share with them. We need you to step up and do better. If you can't find someone that's a good father and model behind him, see what he's doing. You know, it's just like when you apprentice. You have to be an apprentice. We got to teach our men sometime to be apprentice. They have to learn from individuals who's doing it. The master, learn from them. And that's what in training, in practice, showing love, being affectionate. All of this is important and supported. It was good coming for you. Hopefully we shared something that's a plus to you. It's been truly a blessing. And we really went to the point over an hour and 15 minutes. But God bless us to be here and be able to talk with you. And I just want to tell you, have an awesome weekend. This is 4th of July, Independence Day weekend. Enjoy your weekend. Make it festive. Be around your family. You know, we also practice the protocol, because if you haven't heard, the Delta variant is causing some havoc. People being infected. And anybody who says just all the people who's not vaccinated, that is truly not the total component. People vaccinated is contracting and curing. What we have to do is make sure, because I know in the state of one state right now that's looking toward a rapid response and feeling about to open up their COVID unit again, and that's the state of Texas. You heard it here. So make sure you practice the protocols. Wear your mask, something that's being talked about by the CDC, bring the mask back. Stay 6 feet. Wash your hands. Stay at home. This Delta variant has mutated to something that's going to challenge the vaccine. That's based on my reading, my research. That's where we are. So protect yourself. Be careful, not careless. Stay out of conflicts that do not have a good relation. Especially when you know people got masks off now. We're looking and we're praying that we don't go to another wave, but we're moving toward that right now. And we may not get to lockdown, but there are some countries that are dealing with this Delta virus that went back to lockdown. I'm not saying that's what we're going to do. I'm just saying if you practice what we did from June, in a lot of cases, up until the vaccine came out when they took the mask off, wear the mask, wash your hands, stay 6 feet. Stay at home so we can get a chance to see 2022. Let's be real. People tell you, well, you can't get sick from them if you get the vaccine. I'd have had the vaccine. You can't get sick. That's not true. They said, we're going to keep you from going to the hospital, or we're going to keep you from passing on transition. You can't get sick. So be careful, very careful. On behalf of WBSW Internet Talk Radio, we ask you to practice the protocol. There's a lot of things coming out there. Sometimes make your best judgment. But do what's best to protect you and your block, which is your home, your family. During these holidays, still practice those protocols. Even in our family or visiting people. If there's a lack of ventilation area, I ask you not to go. Be careful, not careless. It's been awesome coming for you. We're going to come back on Tuesday night. We're going to enjoy the holidays as well. We want you to do the same. Again, the winner for our second trip to Atlanta, 3 days, two nights, was Jay Rue. For our first trip that was done on May 31st was Tara Pickett. And we're coming up on July the 15th. Get your Cash App in. If you're on Facebook, DM me. If you're on Instagram, message me. Send it to me. Or you can just go to the two email, which is WBSW Internet Talk Radio with the number 22 at gmail.com or at LorenzoDSmith15@gmail.com. Thank you so much. It's been awesome. God has been so good. I'm glad to come before you because he has blessed me one more time. And hopefully what we talked about and the topics we shared and the thoughts we brought to you will really help you. Hashtag be responsible. Be responsible with this. This Delta variant since COVID-19, we're still in the pandemic. And no, we want to rush to turn back and get back to normalcy or normal, but you got to remember that's why the way it's come about. Sometimes we can move a little too fast. Slow down just a little bit. Take care of your block. Take care of your home. Take care of your family. And make sure they understand that we're not there yet. We're going to get there, but we're not there yet. Be responsible. Hashtag one life matter. Your life matter, my life matter. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Hashtag it's a mindset you got to have. Make sure you virtually send a hug if you have to your family members. If they cross the country or they in another place, you can't physically touch them, send them a virtual hug. Technology is available for every part of the world. We're heard in 18 countries, so we know. Let's make sure you send them all the love, tell them you love them. And if you face-to-face, tell them on a regular basis. It has to be 100% of the time you got to tell them you love them. That's how our people, our children, the adults grow. Don't do it and not be what Minister Denise says. Consistent. Show them consistency by telling them you love them. Not for the purpose of Facebook, but because you truly love them 100% of the time. And as we close out, I always tell you, God has blessed me to share this vision with you. We've been following.